You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
I'm not sure if I read the email correctly for today's first date follow-up. There's a woman named Madison on the phone who's not getting a call back from a guy named Lucas. And it sounds like they went out with Danny DeVito.
Oh. Danny DeVito?
You know, the actor, the little guy?
Yeah.
The
very little guy.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Hilarious. I love Danny
really
DeVito.
Really.
Apparently, he's also been on a date with Madison and Lucas somehow.
Lucky.
Unless I'm confused. I'm not sure. Anyway, Madison, before we get to your date with the Lucas who's not calling you back and Danny DeVito, who I'm not sure if is calling you back or not, how long has it been since your date?
So it's basically been a week. Yeah, it's been about a week.
How many times have you tried to reach out to Lucas in that time?
So yeah, I've reached out to him basically like every day and I haven't heard anything back. So
that qualifies as ghosting.
Yeah. And every day, reaching out to him every day, that's kind of a lot, but
excessive.
Maybe not. We'll see. First, let's find out about the date though. You guys went out with Danny DeVito?
No. So it was a Danny DeVito themed bar hop. So everyone has to dress up like Danny DeVito. So, So I was dressed up like twins, Danny DeVito, and like Luke, my date, he was dressed like the Frank from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So the Lorax was there, Penguin was there. It was awesome.
So was this your idea or your date's idea?
It was mine. And my friends and I have these like very elaborate themes. So anyway, I invited Luke to this one.
I love that idea.
That's really funny.
I like theme pub crawls are pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you something to talk about.
Yeah, I've never been on a Danny DeVito one, but I would love to.
How long did you know Luke before you met him?
So we've known each other about, I think, like a month or so.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so you took him on, and this was a first date.
Yes, exactly.
Like, was that weird for you to take him around all your friends for the first time?
No. I mean, yeah, like, I usually haven't invited guys that I've been seeing to meet my friends, for a while. Luke and I have been seeing each other, like I said, like about a month. But I don't know, he's already so much better than anyone else that I've ever dated. But I don't know, now it's been about a week, he hasn't called, he hasn't texted, so now I'm thinking that like maybe it was just a little too soon, or maybe he thinks I'm a total dork to do like a theme party like this. I don't know, I really like this guy, we had such a nice time, he seemed really nice, so I don't know.
I don't think he would have dressed up though if he thought you were dorky, like he wouldn't have gone along with it.
Yeah, exactly. So, right, so but I don't know what else it could be.
So, what did your friends think of him? They like him?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they totally liked him. And they said that they had never seen me so happy with someone before. Which
really
made me like him even more. Yeah. And then I was like, oh my gosh. Because he was like, you know, talking to all my friends and everyone was having such a good time. And randomly, get this, he went to high school with one of my friends from college. So they were able to like catch up and
that's
have a
cool
reunion.
Wow. That's cool. You don't think maybe he ran off with her or him?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I hope not.
All right, yeah. All right, so you haven't heard anything from him. Did you guys kiss at the end of the date?
Yeah, we, Yeah, we had a kiss. Like, it was like a sweet kiss. It was nothing too, like no tongue, but it was good.
Okay. So a nice little kiss. Made plans to go out again, maybe, and then he hasn't responded to any of your texts or phone calls or anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've been a little bewildered.
It would have been amazing if you guys did share tongue and then two people had just seen two people as Danny DeVito making out.
Twins.
Yeah. Danny DeVito kissing himself.
That would have been amazing.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up, okay?
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
All right. We'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. First date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Madison is on the phone. Madison went out with a dude named Luke. Sounds like a country song.
Dude named Luke.
It was a dude named Luke. And Luke is not calling her back now. They actually went out to a themed bar crawl where they went as Danny DeVito, different versions of Danny DeVito. I guess Madison's friends put it together and she took Luke along. They'd known each other for about a month before, just talking online or whatever. And it was the first time meeting her and her friends. Andy was dressed as Danny DeVito and they were also dressed as Danny DeVito. But apparently it was a great time. And then after that, he hasn't talked to her in a week and she's wondering why she's getting ghosted. All right, Madison, are you ready to call him and see if we can figure it out?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Lucas, please?
Yes,
What's up, man? This is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show.
And this is Alex from The Jubal Show.
And this is English Evan from The Jubal Show.
And The Jubal Show is a radio show. So anyway, hey, what's up?
You know, just really confused. I'm at work. What's going on?
Yeah, this is The Jubal Show. It's a radio show. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not, but we do a segment on the show where if you go out with someone and then end up ghosting them after your date, they can email us to get you on the phone and say, hey, why'd you ghost them? And we got an email from Madison, who took you to the Danny DeVito bar crawl, and she emailed us because you're not calling her back and she wants to know why.
Okay.
So why are you ghosting her?
Yeah, can you tell us?
Her and her friends just kind of sucked.
Sucked?
How?
I don't know. They just like, they care more about their Instagram and like making digital friends. And, you know, I'm just into more so like real connections.
She told us about how you went on the pub crawl, you know, the Danny DeVito thing. That sounds like fun. She also said that some of her friends are actually some of your old friends from college or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like those people either. So I don't know. I just felt like they were just, you know, they were all just really stuck up. And I don't know. Like I said, I'm just looking for a genuine connection. And she kept calling me Luke. And my name's Lucas. And that got really annoying.
Oh, okay. That was weird. Actually, I heard her say Luke. And then like I was confused. I'm like, isn't it Lucas? Okay, yeah. It's Lucas. Okay, so sure. So you didn't give her the go ahead or you didn't tell her that you go by Luke and you don't like that?
Yeah, no, I don't. I like, my name is Lucas.
Right. And then did you correct her at all? Like when she called you Luke, did you correct her?
I corrected her a couple of times, but then I just kind of gave up because she kept saying it.
That's weird.
Well, okay. She was choosing to do it after that stage.
Yeah, she was giving, she just didn't care that you wanted to be called Lucas, full name. And she just called you Luke.
Yeah, I don't like, I just really don't appreciate when people call me that.
Okay.
I try to correct them, but then, you know, they just continue calling me that.
So that's it. You thought that they were stuck up and you didn't like the fact that she wouldn't refer to you by your full name, Lucas.
Yes, that is exactly why.
Okay.
So how come you didn't just tell her that you weren't interested?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm not really that great with confrontation. Mm-hmm. So I just hoped she would kind of get the point.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously she hasn't because she wanted us to call you and see if we could figure it out.
Mm. Yeah, they're just, you know, they're just a really judgy group of people. You know, they gossiped a lot about other people at the party. And I don't know. That's just, I'm just not into it.
Okay.
So it had nothing to do with the whole Danny DeVito vibe. Did you like that?
Yeah. I mean, I just thought it was kind of stupid. It was pretty childish, but, you know, I just went along with it anyway.
All right. So they're judgy and that's why you weren't really into it.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, thank you for being honest, man. I appreciate that. Not a lot of people as honest as you, Lucas. And I want to be honest as well because I feel like you were honest with us. Now I'll be honest with you. And I'll let you know that Madison is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah. Hey, Luke, or Lucas, or whatever you like to go by. It's Madison.
So you're on the phone right now.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. Jubal always forgets to tell.
Yeah, super forgetful like that. Supes forgets.
By the way, sorry, I was calling you Luke. Like, it's just like a fun name. I didn't know it was so offensive. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I tried correcting you, but you, I guess, just weren't paying attention.
I'm not really sorry, though, because you're turning out to be quite the ass. Really, like, shocked about what you're saying about how we're all, like, shallow and all my friends suck. Like, what do you, like, and that we were superficial or gossipy. We had a really fun themed party, Danny DeVito. Yeah, we wanted to take pictures and put it on Instagram because it's fun. And these are people that are like longtime friends. We have genuine connections. They're amazing people. So I'm sorry I called you Luke. I should have called you asshole instead.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you call?
Yeah.
All right. I'm an asshole.
Completely shocked. I'm completely shocked about how you were just trashing my friends and calling it superficial. And I mean, that was a great night. So what? We're taking pictures, you know, because we have this great themed party. Big deal. We're terrible people because we're taking pictures?
You can be the people that you want to be, but just not the type of people that I personally want to hang around. I didn't feel like there was any genuine connections happening. You guys were all just on your phones the whole time. It's just not what I want to be a part of.
Wow. That is ironic because there are people there that are your friends from your life. So that's interesting. And also, these are people I've known forever, genuine relationships, unlike obviously the one that you and I had, which was completely disingenuous. Okay. But yeah, no, these people,
it really
are good people.
Seems like you guys are better off without each other.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting a vibe.
Yeah.
No, that's a good call.
Oh, yeah.
You sure? Because I mean, I'm getting something from you guys. It sounds like. I may
be off.
A real connection.
No, I think you are.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Am I reading it wrong?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Are you sure? Okay, well, I'll just ask the question.
No, this is definitely not a match. I had hoped, but clearly not.
Well, you don't know that yet. Don't be a downer.
No, okay. No,
don't get down on love. Hey, Luke, would you like to go on another date with Madison? We'll pay for it. Okay, I didn't see that one coming.
I would actually pay not to go on a date with Lucas, so
yeah.
I'm good.
So, you know.
All right.
People don't usually say they'll pay to not go on a date.
Yeah.
This must be real bad.
This is, okay.
Turn south quick.
Can I go now?
On a date with Madison?
Yeah, we'll pay for it.
No.
Just
no.
Kidding.
Okay, never
mind. No, thank you.
Yeah, you can go. All right. Well, apparently I have no idea what love is.
You need to pick up on social
that's
cues.
Because you're my husband.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
In the corner now.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Madison, I'm sorry we didn't get you another date.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good. I appreciate your effort, and I'd rather know sooner rather than later that this guy's an ass.
I guess we'd actually be sorry if we did get you another date with him.
See? Yeah. So it all worked out.
The Jubal Show on demand.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.